For many kids in Newfoundland, one thing will help them return to normality: hockey. And after 7 long months of waiting on the bench, COVID-19 has finally been taken off the ice. Steve Callahan is the director and operator of Four Line Hockey. But one thing separates this year of his camp from the ones gone by: the global pandemic.
Well, with Four Line, we're obviously working with the owners and the operators of Feeling Gardens, and we're ecstatic to be a part of that, be one of the first groups that'll be on the ice, and we're just playing along. We're stick handling with the guidelines that are presented to us.
Stepping back onto the ice does come with many new rules and challenges.
We have to wear masks inside and at all times until we step onto the ice. We have to respect social distancing within the dress rooms, and if there's any overflow within the dress rooms, then we have to sit outside. But it's been a great relationship so far. This is our second time on the ice, and things have been working out great.
Brandon Summers, a 3-year veteran of the program, is one of the many players buzzing to hit the ice again, even with the new rules in place.
It's not too bad on the ice for me, where I'm a goalie. My job's pretty much the same, but I know for the players, they're not allowed to have like more than 4 people on the bench, so they have to stand behind the bench. In the dressing room, you have to wear a mask getting ready, and if there's any more than 10 people, I think it is, you're not allowed. You have to sit outside then. So it's a slight change, but it's nothing major.
Steve also shares Brandon's excitement towards getting back on the ice. For most of these kids, hockey is all they've ever known.
For these guys, it's just been fun. It's been big smiles. I mean, most of these players haven't stepped on the ice in 7 months, and so for them, it's an outlet. It's a feeling of normal, even though we're operating in a little bit of a change. But it's just great. This is what they relate to. They relate to hockey. They've been doing this for most of their lives, so to get back to this, and in coordination with school opening up, then yes, it does give a sense of normality. So.
While it may be all fun and games for privately owned camps like Steve's, there is still doubt over competitive hockey in the coming months. Despite this, Steve remains optimistic.
I think there's going to be some challenges. We're going to make it work. Everybody's going to make it work. They're going to follow by what's involved, and everybody's going to make those things work the right way and within the parameters, and I think hockey will just continue to press on. So,
for Kicker News, I'm Nick Conway.